We are, we're just finishing up Pooji Bell, the Pooji Bell Band, Dark and Happy. Just finishing that off right now and online. I believe we do have Pooji.
Hello.
You are out there. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Enjoying your latest release that you sent out my way.
Well, thank you very kindly.
Yeah, man, it's really hot and happening. And for the folks, just so they know, it's called Get on the Kit.
Yeah.
So either you have an addiction to the Kit Kat bar, or you must be the drummer.
I am the drummer. The title comes from a negative experience. Not to start off an interview negatively, but on a negative tip. But it's a club owner. I was doing a gig, and George Benson comes in the club, and the band was his daughter, and the set was about to end, but George Benson was there, and he wanted George to hear his daughter sing. And so I'm packing up, and he looks at me and says, "Man, you better get on that kit." And I was like, "Right. See ya. And so that's where that came from. Yeah.
So you got on the kit, correct?
Well, no, not that night. I got off and went home, but I've been on the kit for the majority of my life.
Right on. Yeah, I got to say, man, the new album, and you also sent another one my way that I featured just the other day on my show, but they're hot.
Thank you.
Definitely something that I would think would capture many ears in a live setting, and you are coming our way to the main pub here in Manchester, Connecticut this Saturday coming up, the 28th.
This is correct.
Yeah. So let's just say the average Joe and Joanne are walking down the street and they decide, hey, let's go to the main pub, but they don't really know what's going on there. And it happens to be the Pooji Bell Band. What can they expect as they walk in?
Well, I think that they could expect some music that they could listen to as well, dance to. I never played there before, so I don't know if they have any room for any of that kind of stuff.
Yep, there's a little bit of boogieing going on.
Some good players. I have good players in my band, and just funky jazz bass music.
Yeah, good times. Funky good times.
Yeah, you know, and
let's talk about the guys in the band. Besides yourself, you're on percussion.
Right. I got a young bass player named Kevin Barefoot, who's an up and comer. I got Howie Alexander on keyboards. I have Juan Vasquez on guitar. I have Ian Gordon on a trumpet, and I have Tony Campbell playing an alto saxophone.
Nice.
And they're all, I was born here in Pittsburgh, but I grew up in New York City, so you know, people are used to seeing me play with Marcus Miller and, you know, really big name kind of musicians, but these are local cats, and they're really good players, and I'm really happy and satisfied and thrilled to death, actually, that they were brave enough to come out here and try this with me.
I can't imagine anybody leaving any venue and not smiling when they're coming out of a show that you guys are.
Well, we just played in Erie, PA Saturday, and we had the people up and dancing and moving, having a good time, and the Dock Cider, and they had a ball.
Now, wasn't that the site of that movie, The Wonders? Erie,
you know,
PA?
You got me there, Mr. G. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll tell you. It is. And
okay.
It was, Erie, PA. They used to, like, scream when they first came on. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
There's, like, now you guys actually do throw in a little, like, hip-hop, right, on the album. I've heard a little bit scratching.
Well, growing up in New York City and being there at the birth of the whole thing is definitely part of my DNA makeup. So I try to include some turntablisms and things when I'm making a record. I mean, I work with African Bambaataa and play Planet Rock and, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the, you know, LL Cool J and Busta Rhymes. I've worked with a lot of those people. So that's just a part of the music that I enjoy. And so I try to include it on my records, and we definitely bring some of that flavor when we perform live, definitely.
LL's not cool at all, is he? Nah.
Yeah, he's really a good guy. Yeah,
yeah,
laid back kind of guy.
I dig his sound too.
Yeah.
So you have played with quite a variety of players, not just the folks from Erie, Pennsylvania that are going to be out there Saturday night.
Right.
The youngins, we'll call those guys.
Right.
But you know, you've done some pretty Gosh, I look at your list here on, now if people want to check more out about you, what's the best place they should go?
I would say to go to either my website, which is www.pujibell.com,
yep,
or go to my MySpace, which is myspace.com/thePujibellBand.
Yeah, there you go, folks. That's where I am right now. I'm actually on the MySpace one, and I mean, you can read the bio yourself. There's names that Chaka Khan and John Scofield, Roberta Flack.
Yeah, Erykah Badu. I've been very
Bowie.
I've been very blessed over the course of my career to have worked with a whole bunch of different people in different genres and different settings. I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who, how to put this, well, you know, the musicians who say, well, I just play rock or I just play funk or I just play classical or I just play whatever. I think that being a musician gives you the musical, it's like having a driver's license. It gives you the license to play any kind of music that you want to play as long as you have respect for the music and don't mess the music up.
Yeah.
So with that type of attitude, you know, it's offered me a lot of different musical situations over the course of my career.
Now, out of all the people that you have played with, is there either, you know, an up-and-coming artist or someone well-established that you wish you could collaborate with out there? Besides working with me, I'm sure you want to put something together now.
Well, yes, now I can include you on my list.
Right, yeah, put that on the, okay, thank you.
Put that up
Mr.
there.
G.
Well, I just did a record with a world artist by the name of Angelique Kidjo.
Yes, I have that nice album.
That was a very interesting and very good experience because all the musicians came from different places, and the music was West African-based. You know, she was kind of paying homage to her roots, so to speak. But, you know, so Alicia Keys and Carlos Santana and so many other people, you know, Branford Marsalis, you know, perform on the record. And so that was really, really nice to take part of. It would be hard for me to pick. There's two people actually, and that I would like to work with that I haven't worked with. I would like to work with James Taylor.
Okay, interesting.
Because I love the way he writes.
Yeah.
And who else? Well, a couple of them aren't here anymore. Jimi Hendrix would have been one. John Coltrane would have been another one.
I hear
but
you
I guess
there.
The people who are here, the only one that really stands out in my mind right now would be Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, because I really, really, really like his kind of open chord thing that he does, you know, and kind of mixes jazz with bluegrass and a whole bunch of different things. So I'd like to try that out.
There you go. Well, your well-roundedness and genre, unknown genre style fits certainly on Green Arrow Radio, fits definitely here at WHUS. And I want to thank you for taking time to be a part of it yourself, and look forward to possibly bumping into you on Saturday night.
Well, please, you, all your friends, and everyone you know, come out to the show because you're going to have a good time.
Going to have a funky good time, my friend.
A funky good time, as James would have said.
Yeah, and we will we'll talk again.
I hope so.
All right, my man. Take care and enjoy the weather.
You do the same thing there, Mr. G.